Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again, and how are you doing? It's the midweek. It's the 21st day of December 2022. It's officially 10 days. The 10-day countdown is on. 10 days till the end of 2022. Yesterday's exams were... I had two papers yesterday, by the way, and they were not hard. They were not simple. They were just there. Alright? First of all, the first paper I wrote had, I think, 9 handouts that someone was supposed to read. 9. And these handouts were, first of all, the two exams had similarities, but then if you mixed their similarities, you would be damned in the exam hall. So you had to pay so much attention to what you were reading so that you don't mix up something for another and you don't make mistake, and then you don't find yourself in a precarious situation where you have written something for a particular course in another course. So the first exam was by 10, and so my coursemates came late. I don't know why. I don't know if I can call it a trend, but it has happened towards the end of exam period. People start coming late for exams, and I think one or two people were not allowed to write the exams, because according to school policy, if you come in more than 30 minutes after your exam are supposed to have started, you would not be able to write that particular course. So I think some people came in like an hour later and they were not allowed to write that course. I felt bad for them, but there was nothing I would have been able to do. Then the other course, you know how you are finished writing an exam and you want to submit, but the teacher is telling you, you cannot submit. You stay here and exhaust your time. Meanwhile, for some other courses, you won't be looking for extra time and they won't give you. You see, this life. Life is a pot of hot beans. You do not always get what you want. But yesterday's exam was done and dusted. My next exam is fluid mechanics. I'm going to be doing that course as far as I am still a civil engineering student. I don't know whether to call it the sad part or the interesting part, but whatever part it is, I'll keep on writing that course for as long as possible. What does that even mean? I'll keep on writing that course, and that and strength of material. See, they kept two courses as the last two courses, and I have a problem with that. Why don't you give us one and then a simple course and then the other? So I'm going to be battling to finish one so that I can go home and start preparing for the next. It don't really make sense, but I'm hopeful. I'm looking forward so much to Thursday, because by Thursday I would be available for every form of enjoyment, for every form of relaxation that there is, because genuinely I deserve it. This 1 month plus that I have stayed, what am I even saying? Almost 2 months that I've stayed in this school has really, really drained me. When I came, I always say, you're looking fresh, you're that. Man, now my face is rough, like crazy, like very, very rough. Okay, not very, very rough, but rough with stress. At some point in my exam yesterday, I was having this crazy headache and my eyes were hurting like mad. You know that feeling where your head is hot and just your head is hot. Like, your whole body is not hot, but just your head is hot and it's aching and it's banging. That was the way I was feeling at some point in my exam yesterday. But I'm glad that that is over and we've moved on from that. How has your week been so far? I know I've not really been asking you that question, but it's not my fault, honestly. If you were in my shoes, I'm not sure you'll be able to ask that question too. But I trust and believe that you are well and you are fine and you are preparing for Christmas. Yes, Christmas is on Sunday. 4 days from now, we'll be celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Send me Christmas gifts. I'm in school. I'm not going to go home. Like, it's still funny to me that I'm not traveling home for Christmas. But I think it's going to dawn on me on Saturday. I'm like, ah, okay, when I'm supposed to be preparing for Christmas rice, I'm like, oh, wow. I'm in school. I'm still in school. Because last year, I traveled home Boxing Day. No, not Boxing Day. Christmas Eve. That was when I traveled. But this year, it's not happening. I believe I'll be fine. I genuinely believe that I will be fine. I would have fun in school by myself and talk to my loved ones over the phone. And yeah, well, hope you're fine. Hope you're around family and friends. That's the most important thing this season. Be around those you love. Be around your family. Be around your friends. Work should have closed for the year, I believe. If your work hasn't closed for the year, I'm not sorry. You hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.